Blog Talk Radio.
Like Black History Month, Women's History Month is a 365 days of the year. So I'm just honored to be able to celebrate the struggles, the achievements, past and present, of women who have built and molded our country, our lives. They have advocated, and we continue to advocate for equality, for voting rights, for diversity, for inclusion. They have just created opportunities and contributed just so, so much, and continue. We continue right now. So I'm just very honored to just be able to just celebrate.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carrie Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
We should be proud of our blackness and who we are. Not we're unproud of others, but we should have, you know, I was thinking about it. I said, gee, I look at, when I walk around and I see the folks on TV and the folks in our community, and all of them are trying to have this long, flowing, blonde hair and stuff, mm-hmm. and I just wonder about that, because I said, who's to say that standard of beauty is the only standard of beauty, or that's supposed to be
exactly.
our standard of beauty. It
nope,
could very
we have our
much
own
be
standard of beauty.
Our texture of hair could be the standard of beauty.
Right.
And everybody else would be trying to look like our hair. But we don't
right.
see that. We just follow behind and just with no kind of sense about it. I don't get it.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
two and three and four. You're all I adore to the 7 and 8. See, I've been making mistakes, cause when you're on my mind, I just can't think straight. Back to the 5 and 6. I'm all in your mix and I'm all into you. Without the lipstick, without the L'Oreal, you remain the same angel that I fell for real, for real.
So in New Jersey, though New Jersey has its challenges around race, and we'll talk about that in a minute, we're one of the few states that had a black and a Latino in the United States Senate at the same time. Menendez is Cuban. Cory Booker is African-American. So it shows the potential of candidates, you know, who have what it takes can get through that process. So certainly it's doable. I think Mayor Baraka has a lot of work to do, and I think he's young enough and aggressive enough to meet that challenge. The only thing I will say is, you know, we have to excite the people. And I think part of what has to happen is when you get a candidate for the first time that is making a major challenge, you have to get what I call like an Obama-like vote. When President Obama ran, there were so many people who had never voted before who stepped up to the plate, and some of them people have never come back again. I was talking to someone.
Wow, Wade.
I spent a lot of time in the DMV, and I was having a conversation in Maryland, and so I was talking to a young lady. In the store. We just in the store. We just
and
the
DMV again for you guys outside the area, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia, Northern Virginia.
Virginia,
area.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I call it Michael Hopkins country.
Oh, yeah. He'll be on it. Yeah. He's going to let us have it. Michael, I know you're listening out there.
Yeah,
he'll be joining us with that combo.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was talking to a young lady in Maryland. And so she was, you know, there's a Baltimore, Maryland mayor's race. A young man, Byron Scott, is the mayor of Baltimore. So one of his opponents in this election is a young lady who served when I was mayor. In fact, we chaired a committee together in the U.S. Conference of Mayors on prisoner reentry. And so she was complaining about the current mayor, da, da, da. So she said, you know, I don't know who to vote for. I haven't voted since Obama. And so that's anecdotal, there are many people, particularly some of our younger people, who were so excited about seeing a black man run for president of the United States that some of them came out, but some of them have never came back to the polls again.
I get the, you know, the inspirational part of this, and that you want to see if, you know, you could propel a man of color to the highest office in the world. But I also, it's kind of sad to think that,
it is.
You know, although I kind of can understand to a little bit of a degree.
Yeah, we
understand
that motivation, absolutely.
Yeah.
So if we can get people motivated.
But we are so civic-minded. Yeah.
Right. If we could get people as engaged. You got adults that only vote in the presidential election. And so when the gubernatorial races come up, or the state legislature comes up, or
they,
the judges come
bother.
Up, they don't participate. So, you know, we have to, you know, my hope and
but
prayer is that
yeah.
people participate in every election and they get informed
exactly.
about who candidates are.
So big. Yeah, that's so big because
mm-hmm.
if the local folks underestimate the
mm-hmm.
the local power that's at play and how it affects
right.
you, to me, you know, more immediately, you know, more impactful to me to a big degree. So why would you skip this where you're just not being represented as much as you would be?
No, absolutely.
Could be.
No. So school board elections, all that. You want a better quality of schools. You have to get engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of places have elected school boards. And you have to
exactly.
participate in those elections. And so, you know, we're always fighting for the rights for blacks to have equal education. But one of the places that you do that is you have to participate at the ballot box. And so it is, you know, part of the hope that we come out of Black history. If you look at our struggle, the electoral politics always had a place to play in it. It's not the be-all and end-all, but it's certainly a very important part of our struggle to advance the interests of the Black community here in America. So, you know, so Raz being in that race is really important. It could be, obviously, history set. And so you talk about the DMV, and we talk about Black history. We only have one Black governor in the entire United States, and that's Governor Wes Moore in Maryland. Out of 50 states, we have one Black governor, and he's in Maryland. And I would say that, you know, we talk about Black history. If you look at Maryland, it's probably a significant reason why. If you look at the number of historically Black colleges in the DMV, in Washington with Howard University, but the number of Black colleges you have in Maryland, so you have a strong professional class who's engaged, who, you know, comes out to vote. You have a solid Black middle class. Prince George's County in Maryland is probably
PG.
the highest per capita income of Blacks in the United States. And then you have all of the Blacks who work in federal government. A lot of them, some live in D.C., there are a lot of them who live in Maryland and Virginia, so they're very much engaged in the process. So in a place like Maryland, you can elect a Black governor, and they've done that. And there's a great possibility that they'll elect a United States senator. The Prince George's County executive, Angela Also Brooks, is also running for the United States Senate, and I think that primary is in May of this year. So you could have – there's no blacks in the United States Senate right now. Kamala Harris was the last one there, and she became Vice President of the United States. So not only is there no Black women, there are no Blacks, period, in the United States. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. Cory Booker's there. But there's no Black women,
in
the United States. Yeah. So, you know, she's looking to make history by representing Maryland as a United States senator. It looks like she has a good shot. She does have a major opponent in David Trone, who's spending a tremendous amount of money, rich, wealthy businessman, served in Congress. He's well-respected in Maryland. And is, from what I hear and see, he's all over the airwaves, and Angela is kind of just getting started with her commercials and so forth as well. So, you know, there's a lot of Black history being made right now as we speak.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Kerry Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners some of the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of The Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive, because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more, and that's why I treasure them more.
Yesterday when I walked in, I said, you know what, you guys, I just realized if I don't start showing up on time, you're going to think this is who I am. And you know what the guy said to me? This is who you are. And you know what? He was right. Because if I'm showing up two or three times and I'm calling and saying I'm going to be late, I'm showing up late, the fact is, this is who I am at the moment. The question is, do I want to continue to be that person, or do I want to be somebody new? Am I showing up late to my coaching appointments? Absolutely not. But going to that place, I've been showing up late. Now, the first couple of times that happened, I said, oh, my gosh, you know, it's just been so long since I had to get up and get dressed to leave the house to be somewhere. But I don't want that to become my crutch. 3 months later, I'm still saying, oh, my God, I haven't figured out how to be here on time. Ha, 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 ha. No, because I am always preaching to other people about how they need to show up. But this is a perfect example of people starting to form an opinion of me based upon the fact that I keep saying I'm going to be somewhere at some time and I'm showing up later. What it is affecting is how they see me, and how they see me can determine whether or not, for instance, something comes up and somebody says, oh, I think Crystal would be great for this. They go, yeah, but you know, she's always late. Is this how I want to be seen? No, it's especially not how I want to be seen as a grown-ass woman, because I don't want to be passed over. I'm going to get passed over for something important because I'm showing up as somebody who can't show up on time. So if I can't do that, what else am I going to put in jeopardy if I'm being given more responsibility? And what I'm saying is I'm seeing it as it is right now. And as it is right now, I've shown up several times later than I said I was going to be there, even though I wasn't impacting anyone else. But what I am impacting is other people's opinions of me, which can have a greater impact on me when my name might come up as somebody who should be given more opportunities. They say, no, not her. So I'm looking in the mirror at myself.
Officially good morning to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show around the world. I want to say a special thank you to our veterans who help to keep us on our toes and protected in this great country. Our hairstylists, whether you are a natural hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or both, we salute you. Our educators, hair practitioners, our wonderful trichologists, and wherever you are along the spectrum. And a special salute to our barbers, of course, who help to keep our communities connected. Our hair companies who put out products, the product manufacturers, want to say a special good morning from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to those who do events, we didn't forget about you. We want to thank you for putting on meetups and live events all around the world that really helps to bring education and information to the masses and to our professional community. And the readers of the magazines, and to the magazines who really helped to prop up the hair industry, I want to say thank you so much, and then particularly to our AfroLock magazine readers. Also, speaking of hair products, gotta shout out the Carapi distributors who helped to get my hair products line out to everybody. The Salon TV Network. If you're watching us, it's on the Salon TV Network. And to those who support my literary efforts with my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is available in three different formats, whether it's ebook, paperback that you can read, turn the pages like the old days, and a brand new audio version that we have a great voiceover artist performing. And it's just nice to say good morning to everybody. And to all the folks, if we've forgotten anybody, you're in our hearts. And just keep it right here for so much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. And again, we're going to take it to the top. Stay with us.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Treat, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new movie talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
He looks like a sin. That man is dressed to kill.
Oh, what's the world?
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us. I'm going to say, well, she's been with us before, and our sharp-eared listeners will remember her quite a bit. It's my great honor to welcome back to the broadcast Miss Crystal Jones Bond.
Hello, everyone.
Yes.
Good morning.
GM, good morning to you. Welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be on again. It's been a while, and I missed you, Carrie.
It has been a while, but let me tell you this, Crystal. Everybody knows who you are. And I'm going to remind you of this because you probably don't remember this, but folks who tune in all the time, they're going to hear you say, this is Crystal. I think you just say, this is Crystal Jones Bond. I love the Hair Radio Morning Show. That's Crystal, guys. So play it all the time on the show. We've played it already this morning on the broadcast, but if not, we'll get it on for you guys. But we love having you, you know, here, and just we've got some great things to share with everybody about this wonderful reunion of sorts, and just an exciting time for everybody in natural hair. So again, officially welcome. And welcome to the hot seat.
Thank you. Oh, welcome to the hot seat. I hear you. All right.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Crystal, I want to first just kind of jump on in. Crystal Jones Bond, now you are, how would you kind of describe yourself? I know that you're in that space of natural hair, but you have the sharpest wage. But tell us a little bit more. How do you describe yourself and your commitment to what you're doing?
I am a natural hair specialist. I will own that because I have a lot of, not to brag, but I have a lot of titles under my name now, you know, like author, chemist, two-time award-winning stylist. So, you know, I bumped it up from just, you know, natural hair to specialist to make it sound a little bit more sophisticated.
Yes. And deserving.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, absolutely. And I've got to say, you know, we go back a bit, and you've always been supportive of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
You have. You've always been supportive of what we are doing here. We have always been the center of the industry. And at this point, the Hair Radio Morning Show is an outright hair and it's a hair industry institution all by itself, the broadcast.
Definitely.
You know, yes, I mean, we are talking 1,000 plus episodes and each episode 3 hours, you know, several thousand interviews, amazing guests and great graphics and a magazine to boot. Not to mention our own hair products and all of that and books. And, you know, we put it out there for everybody. And
definitely.
I feel that, yes, and I feel that you, Crystal Jones Bond, you also have that passion and that commitment to excellence. And that's what I'm looking for. I'm always looking for that.
Thank you. Where does that come from, Crystal? I really appreciate that. You know what? My family is into education, and so it's something that is near and dear to my heart in this space because I used to teach at Paul Mitchell, and I really, really enjoyed it because you get to see the kids have that, well, I won't say kids, the students have that aha moment. Because I'm like, they're my kids. They could be my age.
Right.
And so you have them have that aha moment, and it's always enlightening. And then you want to do that for the clients, too, because we know it's our profession. We went to school for this, and they have no idea what they're asking for. They have no idea what's going on with their hair. They can try and Google it. They can try and learn, but it's our job not only to do their hair but to educate them on their personal hair so that they can know, hey, I have this, I have that. Maybe I can't do what my sister does, you know, that kind of stuff. So That's a passion I have, not just, you know, doing hair, but to educate on the other side of it, too.
Absolutely. Now, I guess I've got to start out by just letting everybody know where regionally you're located, you know, geographically, I guess I should say. Where are you located?
Well, I am right outside of Nashville, Tennessee, born and raised.
Oh, wow. Shouting out Nashville. Okay. Yeah. It has been my desire to create a regular segment devoted to natural hair on the Hair Radio Morning Show. And as we move into this, you know, next 1,000 shows, I want that. I've been a part of this natural hair phenomena, if you will, since I feel like the beginning. I started out in the 90s with it. And it's always been a big part of what we do. I've always invited everybody to be part of our conversation wherever you are along the spectrum of hair, whether it's, you know, whether you're in cosmetology, barbering, wherever you are, products, manufacturer, wherever. I want everybody to be part of this conversation. So we welcome everybody to the show. And to build our hair team, we've got Keisha McAllister out on the West Coast, who's a cosmetologist out there, Siobhan Desir in New Jersey, and I've got to say, Crystal Jones Bond in the natural hair space. Yeah, so we are just kind of picking it up and just running with it, and I love that. So when folks tune into our broadcast, they'll be able to hear, could be any one of you or all three or you know, and special guests and all of that, talking about natural hair. And there's so much to unpack about it these days. I mean, it's big news right now, and it's in the news, and we'll get into that a little bit. But what can you tell folks? I mean, first of all, are you excited to be kind of coming on the Hair Radio Morning Show? What are your thoughts? What goes through your mind, Crystal?
I am so excited. I really am. Again, just to spread great information and to be a part of something so iconic and something that's been around forever, to do that type of work and to be invited into something like this. I'm honored. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. And I've got to say, you know, this will be really nice for Crystal. And for the fans, it really is. And I'm looking forward to having her as really somebody who can step into that cheap natural hair space that we have and just, you know, and bring it with great ideas, great things that you guys are interested in. Because natural hair, you know, that's where we are. And we've got a lot to talk about. That's where, you know, that we'll be getting into in the days to come. So I'm just excited. I really am. Because I got to tell folks, we've got, you know, folks who are down in the Nashville area, Nashville, Tennessee area, may want to kind of look you up or all that kind of stuff. Anything you want to share, you know, that folks can find you. And, of course, they can always come through Hair Radio. But anything more direct?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram. It is Crystal Jones Bond, CrystalJonesBond. And you can also go to our website for my salon, Assuage Hair and Body. It's www.assuagehair.com, A-S-S-U-A-G-E-H-A-I-R.com. I had to spill it out because everybody's like, how do you say that again?
I already know it's wage. I was lost already when you came out the gate. But no, I got it now. I said, well, Crystal, I know she's with the Swage. I've got to get the spelling right. I got to pronounce it right. I said, now I know the folks have a time with your shop.
They do. They just say, oh, I got a Crystal. But I'm like, no, yeah, use the brand name. It's the Swag.
Yeah, you know what?
Video to explain what it is and why I named it because it's so bougie. I'm sorry, but that's what I did.
Well, it's a beautiful name. We love a Swage.
Thank you.
In fact, I actually, when I was a little kid, I used to be very much into words and vocabulary. I never knew how to pronounce that word. When I was a little child, I was reading on a much higher level, and I used to study, and assuage was one of the words that was a part of my vocabulary. But I used to call it a song. I never knew how to say it. It took me years before I was able to connect the dots. Literally.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I've always been exposed to this, and you, I think it's a beautiful word, and it fits what you do to the T.
Thank you.
Yes, Crystal. What I want to kind of ask you though, what might you be looking to bring and contribute in the way of mastery? Is there some, is there something that kind of really sticks out at you that you might want to, kind of bring to the platform, or any ideas on that?
Oh, yeah. My
and
goal
I'm putting you on the
really
spot this morning, because we haven't talked about this, folks.
Somebody else asked me this once or twice. You know, I've been in magazines, so I'm like, okay, I'm prepared. My goal as a natural hair specialist is to put out content for natural hair. In elegant ways. A lot of times when you see the Oscars, the Grammys, the weddings, what have you, you see straight hair. You see, pin curls. You see, long, elegant, straight styles, and that's great. I don't want to take that away from anyone. I just want as well for the mindset to shift a little bit to say, you know what, my afro is also cute with this dress, or my afro or my curls or my locks are still gorgeous with this look. So, when you think, oh, I'm getting married, I need to go ahead and get a wig or straighten my hair, it doesn't always have to be that way. I want you to be 100% you. If you're wearing locks, wear locks on your wedding day. If you wear an afro on a regular basis or a two-strand twist, wear that on your wedding day, because it's 100% your confidence and who you are, so you don't have to change yourself to be more gorgeous.
It doesn't get any
it's
better than that. No, that's not
preaching.
I love it. That's the space, and that's what we are exactly looking for. And I think that it's going to resonate a great deal with the Hair Radio Morning Show audience. I really believe that. Like I said, we've got, and it doesn't have to end there. As Crystal just shared her wonderful ways to contact her, you can also reach through Hair Radio and let us know the types of topics that you might also want Crystal to, delve into. Here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I think that's going to be fabulous.
Me too.
And we'll do some call-in. How about some live call-in? We'll work our way around to that. Listen, Crystal Jones Bond of Assuage down in the Nashville area in Tennessee. Anybody you want to shout out to? And we'll be back. Like, this is going to be on a regular basis right here on the broadcast. So I cannot
wait.
We'll keep you informed.
All my mentors, I'm not going to put them out by name because, but mentorship is amazing. I encourage anybody who's wanting to elevate to get a mentor, somebody that really, really cares about you as a person and where you're going with no, extra for them. And also my family, my husband, Reginald Bond, best support ever.
Yeah.
And that's me to you, Carrie, because you didn't have to put me on.
Yes, shout him out right here on the show. Yeah, how awesome.
That's great.
Yeah. Well, listen, we are going to really just have a blast here on the show. We're also looking to have you be part of our wonderful AfroLock magazine. And just be our real, chief natural hair contributor. I think you're going to be just fantastic. So we're going to talk all about that in days to come. We're going to keep you guys informed out there. And again, Crystal Jones Bond, we're coming to the Hair Radio Money Show. You're here.
Yay.
Thank you so much. Yes. All right,
you.
Crystal. It's a great pleasure. Listen, we'll see you soon.
See ya. I'm a pimp.
Eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pockets looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day. Now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you got to rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper. Make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap. Money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick. Now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance. And that's just something you can't dodge. Because you mess around and you get sick. Now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
Deal with it. The whole thing about do you show up with your natural hair? You know? Did not wear braids.
The current black.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta tease up on the beach. Because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines, and we are literally broadcasting live. We're at the International Beauty Show in New York City. I am so excited. Now, listen, you guys know, Siobhan. She's been on our show a million times. She's one of our biggest collaborators and supporters to the broadcast. Well, listen, today is a special treat. We have one of her mini-me's. She's got a couple. Okay. But this mini-me's not so many anymore. Okay. Let me just bring to the line one of my favorite folks out there, of course. We're talking about Niamani. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi. Hi. It's such an honor to be with the legendary Sherry Hines.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So tell me now, hold it. You're doing big things out there yourself. So how does it feel to be here at the show with your mom?
You know what? It actually feels like a birthright because I've seen you and my mom do it for so long, so I'm immersed in it, and it feels like I'm finally embracing my nature, right, my natural ability. So I'm honored.
And I got to say, first of all, you also are going to be, your two little ones who are not so little either, we're going to bring them into the family business as well.
Yep.
So how do you feel about that? Are you going to point them in the direction of hair and beauty?
Yes. So I hope that Zion takes up barbering, right? And then Zoe, she's a star of her own. She's always here, nails, everything. So my mom all over again for sure.
Well, speaking of which, Siobhan, what on God, I have to say, I mean, how awesome is it to be here with Niamani today?
You know what? It's absolutely amazing. I remember, you know, what's really sentimental about this moment is when I was in hair school many years ago, I was actually pregnant with her. So I've always envisioned us, you know, running a family operation in the hair industry. So this right here is priceless. This is definitely God ordained.
All right. And we're shouting, of course, Miss Amora, who's overseas at this moment. We're going to just put that on out there. Big shout out. But she can hear us right on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're worldwide. Okay? It's a fellow to listen in.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much. We're going to be walking around. We got a lot of things to get into today, right?
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Asway's Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout-out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
You're You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. I am literally on location out here at the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Center in New York City. I have with us, for the first time, a very special guest joining us right now to tell us all about her participation with this year's show. It's Miss Patricia Grooms-Jones from The Beauty Haven. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing well, well, well. Here from San Diego, California, by way of Philadelphia. That's where I'm originally from. And I'm here in the Powerhouse Pavilion. I'm going to be sitting on this panel this afternoon, diversifying your salon. But about me, this is my eighth year here at the International Beauty Show. I'm teaching three classes tomorrow. I'm a cosmetologist, barber, esthetician. I'm the Holy Trinity, baby. Okay.
Love it. I love it. So what are you looking to most get out of this experience?
I think more importantly is more about what I can share. This is my 30th year in the business. I am a teacher by trade. I'm a tenured faculty at San Diego City College in San Diego. And, you know, where I get the new talent ready. So
yeah.
It's awesome.
And that's so important. I mean, this year, the show looks a little different. It seems like it's continuing to grow. It's bouncing back. How was it out in San Diego area and dealing with all of the things from the last several years? What can you say now?
I think the thing that we have to remember is that because of the pandemic and the little stuff that happened prior to, you know, you have your influencers that are having a lot of influence on the business.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we got comfortable with being able to do our own or obviously not as well as a professional. So that part is what we really need to focus on and try to bring back, because I think the professionalism is being missed by the non-professional influence that's happening within our market.
I call it YouTube Beauty Academy.
Well, yeah, but but I ain't advertising for YouTube. I'm not advertising for the YouTube because I think it has its place,
right,
but I don't
exactly
think that it should take the place of the professional beauty experience.
I'm leaving you alone. Okay.
Outstanding,
outstanding. I really have to say, we got to have you back soon on the show.
Well, I would love to.
Okay.
You can Zoom me in. I'm in San Diego. Zoom would be awesome.
Well, I have one of our amazing, well, first of all, we have an amazing following in California. Sam himself is from Northeast out there. And he's up in the San Francisco area. Plus, we have Keisha McAllister not far from him. We have a lot of California folks.
Okay.
You guys got to get up a little earlier to tune in.
But
that's okay. Yes. You got to come to SoCal because that's where it's happening. Yes, yes. Okay. Okay. Well, listen, guys, I just want to thank you so much for being with us, okay? Now, tell everybody how they can find you. Is it, are you on social media?
I am just at The Beauty Haven on Instagram.
All right. You heard it right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Thank you. I'll send it. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Purple Barbie, yes, good morning to all. Happy, happy second hour, top of the second hour right here on the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We've been having fun. It's Tuesday morning, March 5th of 2024. Also, our broadcast show number 900,
963. That's 963 for all who are keeping track. Let me bring to the line, you guys know her. She has been just killing it right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Long is serving, running, well, and I can only say she's been with us for a very, very long time. Of course, we're talking about Nicole Marie Thompson. Nicole Marie, good morning.
Good morning. Talking about the top of your game.
Good morning again. And we've been listening to you in the last hour. Happy mid-show to you.
Been a wonderful show.
Oh, that means so much to hear. What have you heard today?
You already know my favorite. Favorite part. Oh. Mr. Wayne Smith.
Oh, you're going back on today's broadcast.
I think we opened up today with Wayne.
Yeah. It's been, you know, Wayne talked a lot, Nicole, I don't know if you caught it, about the political process and what's kind of going on. Yeah, so I thought that was really great. And he zoomed in on, like,
wonderful.
The Maryland area.
Yeah.
Just incredibly and informative.
It's critical right now.
Yeah,
people
really
need to be listening. They need to be paying attention, need to register, and definitely need to vote. This is a critical time. This is time out for playing games, and I never voted, and I'm not going to vote. No, get out and exercise your right to vote.
It was shocking when he said that folks had not voted since Obama. I thought I'd fall on the floor, literally. Just real sad. Now, folks, like Nicole Marie said, please remember to do that, to go out and support, you know, and stand up for your own. That's your voice. And pretty much that's we don't have too many opportunities for our voice to be heard. Your voice is your power. And so if you're not happy about things, this is how you express that. And I've got to say, so listen, get out, do your part. That's what this is all about. And we're going to talk about more about community in the days ahead right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So listen, I am so happy. You know, for us, we're off on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. For those of you just tuning in for the first time, we're here Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, if you're on the East Coast, 5 to 8 for friends in the Central Time Zone. So really good stuff. Now, I got to say, today
we had a busy weekend at IBS.
Well, let me tell you, we had such, it's my, you know, I'm busy every single solitary day, but this time I worked right through the weekend as I typically probably do. But we got a lot of good stuff. I got a lot of prep done for the broadcast this week for these shows that you're listening to, including today. So your ears had a whole lot of special treats that we generally didn't have on the show last week. So real excited. Had a chance to introduce you guys out there. Well, actually, I think this was the first time that Siobhan has two daughters. One is overseas right now just on a trip, and Niamani, her oldest daughter, we caught 5 minutes with her just a little while ago. It was such a treat to have her on the show. Yeah, it was a pleasure. She was at the IBS show, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Yeah, the IBS show, which Wednesday, tomorrow. Now, they are literally still going on. So if you're in New York, it's not too late. If you need to get a ticket, you can. And if you go on and use my Hair Radio checkout code, you'll save money, like 20%. But they're still going on even today. It's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. And Tuesday, they usually do a lot of classroom stuff and education stuff and student stuff on Tuesdays, I believe. That's the way it used to be. So I had a beautiful opportunity, you know, to go there on Sunday and do it up. So we're going to be doing a whole wrap-up of the IBS show. So that'll be on tomorrow. in our spotlight hour in the third hour, so like between 8 and 9 Eastern, 7 and 8 Central. So we're going to be doing a whole wrap-up show. I mean, you know, you're going to get everything from me just getting, you know, walking to the building to folks inside, to what we see, to some of the folks that you've heard, to some others and all of this. So Wednesday, you don't want to miss the wrap-up show again in the Spotlight Hour. But
awesome.
Had some fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Nothing to really complain about. We really love IBS has been around for a long time, and they treat me with such reverence and respect. I know them. They know who I am when I appear by face.
Of course.
Carrie. Yes,
of course they know
so
Carrie Hines.
Thank
That's
you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Glad
Is
you had a great
nice?
Time.
And, yeah, I did. And I didn't even expect Niamani, Siobhan's daughter, to I didn't even know we were making an impression on her. I had no idea that she'd been watching us for years. You see, you never know.
Awesome. You never know.
Yeah, you never know. And that's the interesting. Now, what about yourself? How about you? Now, do they kind of, the kids kind of follow you and your wonderful husband, do they follow you guys and what you're doing? And
they do.
Really?
They do. Yes, and they always offer just so much support, and that's what keeps me going. I love it.
Oh, well,
I'm so appreciative that they
morning.
Support
yeah.
everything that I do.
Yes, well, you guys are doing it up. You're great role models, and I think
Thanks
we've gotten
so
away
much.
From that. Yeah, we've gotten away from that in our
that's
society
so true.
These days.
That is so true.
Yes, you don't even hardly hear anybody use the term. It sounds so old-fashioned to say role
it does.
Model. But
it does.
It really does. It sounds like it. Well, that was like years ago.
Right.
And it's so
right.
needed. Oh, my gosh, is it needed.
Definitely.
It's really, we need to bring that one back.
Yes, and with social media and everything, you know, the kids are, they're into what's on social media and what this person is doing and that person is doing. And it's like you can't believe everything you see and that you hear on social media. And these
well,
are, you know, the people
days,
that they're looking
they've
at.
Got the deep
no, not at all.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
There's so but, much that is untrue.
Yes.
And then, you know, you're
and
looking at
real.
These other people's lives and it's so glamorized and I'm going to do this and I'm, okay, stop that.
Well, you know what, you're absolutely right, Nicole Marie, because the problem with that and the whole thing with social media, what it does, it automatically, even if you're not trying to do this, but it automatically makes you compete or compare your lives to others.
Exactly.
And it's an unrealistic, you know, depiction of somebody else's life.
Right.
And that
right.
is something
that
you're trying to live up. Exactly. You're trying to live up to ideals that don't really exist. And you're placing,
exactly.
so all of this gets internalized. So it's just a mess. So you really got to, my heart goes out to all the parents because you really got to kind of, I don't know these days. Woo,
right.
We just,
well, that's why it's so
important
to build that relationship where you're having conversations with them. Don't just,
true.
You know, have your kids in front of the TV and on their phones and the iPads. You have to do things with them, engage with them, talk with them so they understand what reality really is and what it means. And it's all part
true.
Of the conversation. So
yeah.
parents, well, get back to that. Engage with
get
your
back
children.
To parenting.
Yes,
yes. Exactly.
So important.
So it doesn't. That's right. So the kids don't become a society problem. Okay.
Exactly.
I'm letting you have it this
exactly.
morning. Nicole Marie, I have got to say also, I mean, first of all, I've enjoyed from the moment the show went on at 6 o'clock New York time today, 5 o'clock where you are. It was just incredible. It's just been a great, great show. Like you said, Wayne's been
it
on.
Has.
And yeah, so you've been enjoying the broadcast.
I certainly have.
Upbeat and stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anything else
going
out
as
you
usual?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, the first thing that jumped out was Wayne Smith, and then I love
yeah.
the talk about IBS. I mean, it's just wonderful.
Oh, yes. Yes, the International Beauty Show for you guys. Like I said, it's still going on in New York. You don't want to miss our special coverage on Wednesday show. So it'll be on show number 964 coming up tomorrow right here. And I'm so, so excited. So really good stuff. And Crystal Jones Bond was on, just got her on a little bit earlier today and just reminding you guys. Yeah, she's doing some great things and just always fun and just upbeat. So she's always
very
a pleasure.
Upbeat and
really
excited about what she's doing. I love it.
Mm-hmm. And that's where we are. So we're kind of happy. And like I said, lots of stuff going on. And we've been really busy. We've been busy to the max, as they say. We really have. Now,
There's so much going on, Carrie.
Yeah, this is true. Well, I mean, first of all, I'm super, super excited. We're working on booking new guests for our show. We're always trying to bring you the latest in topics as well right here on the show. And then we've got a couple of holidays on the way, so we're going to have to keep that in mind and so much more. Yeah, so that's what this is all about, and just doing our right
that's
here
it.
Each day,
that's
again,
what
Tuesday,
do.
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Yes, so really good things. Now, I'm also happy because about this time we start getting you prepped. Michael will be with us in about 10 minutes. Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio, which airs in our Spotlight Hour today at about 8:30, although he's normally Tuesdays at 8:30 Eastern Time, but today Michael will be on with a very special broadcast, Nicole Marie, that
wonderful.
Hits the airwaves at, yes, it's in our Spotlight Hour, exactly 1 hour from right now. So it'll be on at 8:15 for Eastern folks, and that's 7:15 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. But, yeah, so what this is, it's going to be kind of like, yeah, like about 45 minutes of Michael. So we get a longer version
wonderful.
Of Mr. Hopkins today.
Michael
and,
Hopkins.
Yeah.
Don't want
to
miss it.
Him,
stay tuned.
No, we'll have him come on in just a bit and tell us a little bit about today's episode. So really good stuff.
Right.
I mean, that's all we're doing. So really good. Now, Nicole Marie, every day we kind of do something that, to me, I call inspirational.
Right.
And what this is about is kind of, you know, making sure that we have folks who each day when you get up, you have a positive routine.
That's it.
That's what I believe. Yeah. Now, we've talked about
this.
Get
started.
And, yeah, it's been a while. But now, do you have one of those routines that you do each morning? Before you hit the radio show, before you come to that, before you get on the mic and hear radio.
Oh, well, let me tell you, Carrie, I'm doing a whole lot before I hit the airwaves.
Really?
I am. Yes, I am. The first thing when I get up, have my quiet time, my meditation, my prayer. I study just a little bit, and then I start getting ready for the day. But it's my quiet time. Before I start waking the kids up, before, you know, I do any of that. It's just quiet time for myself. And then once I start moving, I'm getting everybody up. We're rolling and ready to start our day.
Wow. Well, that's probably typical of moms everywhere. And
that's
moms and dads, I'm going to say.
Right.
Wow. And that's before the show goes on? Oh my gosh.
Before I can even get on the show.
Oh my goodness, that's early.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, you are bringing it. You guys are really bringing it out there. Well, I take my hat off to you. I didn't realize that, Nicole Marie. Wow, you are a multitasker.
Have to be, Carrie. There's so much going on and so much that has to be done in a day. Have to. And it's just, you know, I don't even think about it. Because if I think about it too long, I'm like, oh, my goodness, How am I getting all this done? But I just get up and start moving. Right.
I prep the night before, and
I'm up and rolling.
Wow. Every day. See, this is
every
what
day.
Moms do.
That's
this
it.
Reminds me, you know, I've seen my mom do this. They just go. They just go and do. They know they've got to do, and they go to it. They literally
right.
pop to it. And I want to say how proud I am. Yeah, well, this is probably the best time ever to tip our hats. You know, March is Women's History Month.
That's right.
And so, you, Nicole
Shout
Marie, my co-host, you are living women's history with all your efforts and all the wonderful ladies out there. We stand, all of us stand on your shoulders. And so we're super excited. We've still got a lot of coverage this month that we're rolling out in honor of Women's History Month. So, yeah, March is Women's History Month. So just a reminder, coming up again on Wednesday's show, we are taking you behind the scenes at the International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits, and I'm shouting out the entire IBS. And when it comes to the Hair Radio Morning Show, they were right here on our show, the event director, Elizabeth Vanzetti, you guys know.
Yeah.
And we are just shouting her out this morning, of course, on the show.
Shout out.
Yeah, doing some really great stuff. Now, I've got to say, Nicole Marie, every day you bring the hope. Every day. You really do.
You come on.
It's the inspiration that we talk about and that morning routine. And that's why, you know, when I decided to create the Hair Radio Morning Show, we wanted something that each day you could get up and literally put your best foot forward. And that's
right.
what the Hair Radio Morning Show is all about. So I just love it. It's been something that has served us well. Now, for you, bringing your wonderful hope of the day every single solitary day has been something just remarkable. And I just love it. We came up with your whole little theme here. Let's take a listen.
Yeah. Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
Always hope. All right,
always.
Nicole Marie. Yes, take it away. What is the hope for today?
Thank you, Carrie. The hope for today is chat with strangers. Sure, pick your time and the person, but trust your instinct. Connect with your eyes. Open your heart. It's amazing what you'll learn. You'll spread warmth and confirm humanity. Back to you, Carrie.
Mm. Oh, thank you, Nicole Marie. I love that. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny that this is something that you say because I was just saying this. I had taken a trip over the past weekend, and it just reminded me to look at folks, to see other folks, to see them.
Exactly.
So I just love that. Taking a moment to chat with strangers in this day and age where we're all so isolated, you're afraid to even look at somebody.
Right.
Especially in New York City. But you got to remember that. You really got to choose a little wisely on that. Do let your eyes do the talking for you. And when I'm walking, I'm holding my head up high, which is not easy to do these days. You know, we almost take on this negativity that's spewing all out there. But we got to remember to hold our heads up high and make that connection, that eye connection. with others to let them know. Yeah, because I think it's important. So that's what I try to do.
True.
And I love talking to strangers. As I guess we kind of do that every day on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Although
yes,
you guys are not
do.
Strangers. You're family. You're family.
Family.
Yes. So thank you for tuning in, everybody. Yes. Well, listen, I got to say, what about you, though, Nicole Marie? Do you find it a challenge to connect with strangers?
I don't. I think it's very interesting. You can't judge a book by its cover. I talk to people.
Mm.
I always make eye contact, you know, even if it's just, good morning, how you doing? I don't have to know someone. And I think that's a disconnect that a lot of people have now, you know, walk with your head down. Don't make eye contact. I'm looking at everybody. I'm talking. I make small talk when I'm, you know, whether it's at the, gas station.
Well, they know you from out of town when you come to New York. They know you from out of town.
I mean, I know.
They're like,
she
ain't from New York.
Never,
no, I'm just kidding.
That's not true. But, I mean, you never know someone's story, Carrie. You never know, what new information that you're going to learn just by talking to someone. That's how you connect with people.
Well, you know what?
Network with people.
I am
just
blown
by
away.
Talking.
I love it. Well, listen, we're going to check in with the man, the myth, Michael Hopkins.
That's it.
Okay?
Michael Hopkins.
He is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. It'll be on today at a special time at 18. So coming up in about 45 minutes. Michael's show
Yay.
45 minutes today. Good morning,
Good morning
Hopkins.
Michael.
And welcome
Good
to the broadcast.
Good morning,
today.
Family.
It's show.
Hey,
yes,
good morning,
yes.
family, and happy mid-show. Wow.
Yes,
this one is
yes.
a really good one. This one's a really good one.
Why do you feel that way, Michael?
I know
and
Michael's
I take
talking
it you're talking about. Yeah, you know, that's what I was about to say. Michael, are you someone who finds it easy to connect with strangers? We know the answer to that already.
Exactly.
Yeah, do it. I do it every time. I really don't see people as being strangers. It's just somebody I ain't never met yet. That's the way I look at it. I always look at it that way. And no matter where I go, I always get this kind of bond thing with people. Mine is always done through humor. I can always find something to talk to somebody about. And, you know, some and Nicole Marie knows this, when you have children, it's always, I don't care where I am, I can see somebody else that has children, maybe small children.
Exactly.
And I'll go up to them. Their child might be 4 or 5 years old, and I'll tell them, you know, I got a kid like that that's almost 50 years old that does the same thing, and it never fails. They bust out laughing. Or I'll say, you know, my son, he's 31. You know, he does the same thing your son at 7 years old does. He does the exact same thing. And they just bust out laughing.
I hope he's not listening right now. Because that sounds absolutely awful, Michael. Oh, boy.
But you know, it's just so funny, though.
But, oh, boy, we all understand. But, boy, oh, boy. Okay, well, let me just say, I know what you mean. And, Michael, let me also say this. When it comes to you and Nicole Marie, you guys connect with everybody. That's why we have you on the show. You're doing a fantastic job.
So.
You have fans all over the world, and we so appreciate you.
That's awesome.
Now, Michael, coming up, after we take our music break, we're going to come back to you to talk about what's coming up in the next hour. So you don't want to miss that. Plus, we got so much more to unpack on today's broadcast.
I just
love it. Yeah, so the company, good stuff, Michael. What can I say?
Thank you.
You guys,
Michael,
you are doing it up. And and just a reminder, we've got some big stuff happening right here on the show. So, and days to come. And I've got some special guests you're not going to want to miss. Just like last month, it was action-packed.
Beautiful.
The entire month was It's happening in the month of March. So I want to take a little bit of a music break. When we come back, it's on. It's on, like the kids say. Do they still say poppin'? Probably not. But anyway, it's on. Stay with us. Here is a little music break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We've got more to go. Stay with us.
It's not your situation. I just need contemplation over you. I'm not so systematic. It's just that I'm an addict for your love. Not sure I wanna hold you. I never ever should have told you you're my only girl. I'm not the only one that holds you. I never ever should have told you you're my only world. Just think how long I've known you. It's wrong for me to own you, lock and key. It's really not confusion. I'm just the young illusion. Can't you see? I'm not the only one that holds. Never ever should have told you you're my only girl. Nothing on the one that holds you. I never ever should have told you you're my only girl.
Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie. Kiss the girl that makes them cry. Georgia, Georgia, pudding pie. Kiss the girl that makes them cry.
eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Doing hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about do you show up with your natural hair, you know? Brave, y'all. You know, but you know, as First Lady, I did not wear braids.
The first one.
Yeah, I mean, we got to tease up on the beach. You know, it's like, because I thought about it. I was like, it would be easier.
But they would be great guests to educate our fans, and hopefully we can get our listeners out on the West Coast to support them. The gentleman I have standing by, Mr. Lindsay Bartow, again from the San Diego, California area. We're going to have him tell us all about this wonderful charitable event that's happening and give us all the details. So let me bring him to the line without further ado. To kind of chat it up this morning. Mr. Bartow, Lindsay Bartow, welcome to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm just hitting buttons this morning and trying to get you on, and we're so excited. You're on with me, Carrie Hines. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, and you're on with Michael Hopkins, who's out of Virginia area. So you got a couple folks on, and you're out in sunny San Diego area. Oh, my gosh. What's the weather like?
Well, it's pitch black right now. It's about 5:15 a.m., so, you know, I can't really see. Oh, but I'm sure it's going to be about 75 and sunny in about an hour.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
In my neck of the woods here in Brooklyn, there's still ice on the ground, so you're doing it out.
There we go.
Very much so. Same down here. Oh,
well,
yes.
Right, Michael? Same down in Virginia.
Oh, yes.
So listen, Lindsay Bartow, please tell us all about this charitable event. We're so happy, again, to welcome you to our broadcast today of the Hair Radio Morning Show. But please, yes, tell us about
thank
the event.
Thank you for having me. I'm stoked to be here. The event is called The Great Cut. It is a world record charity hair donation event benefiting children with hair loss. All the proceeds and all the hair go to Children with Hair Loss. And Children with Hair Loss is a outstanding charity organization who makes real hair to have medically related hair loss. So what that means is kids going through alopecia, kids who are having cancer, kids who are burn victims. Now, these children get these wigs from Children with Hair Loss for no cost to the family. And what really makes them special is that they will work with that child all the way up until they're 21 years old. So whenever they come on, let's say they come on when they're eight, they will provide that child with a real hair prosthetic every single year until they're 21 at zero cost to the family. So we
have
that
is incredible.
It is.
Yes. They are an incredible organization. They have helped thousands of kids across the United States. Last year alone, they were upwards of 700. And we are just honored that they are our charity partner and that we will be really helping them out at The Great Cut. So let me tell you a little bit more about The Great Cut. The Great Cut is the world's largest hair donation. This is the second time that we have done this. This happens in person at San Diego, in San Diego. In 2019 was the first Great Cut. It has been 5 years since then, and we are now doing 2024. There is going to be about 3,000 people at the event, the largest hair cutting zone you've ever seen, about as big as a football field. 600 people will be coming, 600 donors will be coming to donate their hair that day. It's March 16th.
That is incredible.
Port Pavilion, San Diego. And what we are really looking, I want to get the word out here, is you don't have to donate your hair to contribute. Like I said, we're going to have, you know, over 2,000 people at the event. But we are looking for hair donors. We're looking for hair cutters. We need stylists and barbers who want to come volunteer their time and help do these haircuts. We also need volunteers. And if you can't make it to San Diego, guess what? You could still participate because we have a mail-in option. And the thing is, Carrie, that's so powerful about this is that all of these people are coming together to do something greater than themselves. And they're giving up something that is part of their identity, that has part of their personal story tied into it, their hair, you know? And it is just a feeling when you donate your hair that is really unlike anything, and it's unique to every person who does it because everyone has their own story about their hair. So it's just a powerful thing, and it really, you know, galvanizes the cause, but also just this energy of positivity and a feeling of giving that, you know, we're really, really proud to foster.
Well, I am just happy to have you guys here on the Hair Radio Morning Show to talk about it. Now, I've got to say, I want to just say and comment about, you mentioned about your charitable partner, Children with Hair Loss. And I just want to say how amazing it is because you guys doing the prosthesis, you know, for the kids, you know, really helping them. Because, listen, you know how it is. I remember being a kid in school, and you just want to kind of fit in and blend in. You know, you don't want to stand out or anything like that. So having the ability to have these special prosthetics made so that they can just kind of blend on in, you won't see the hair loss so much, you know, and they can feel good about themselves. I think it helps them to, you know, have that extra little something and pride and all of that. So what you know, the folks you partnered with sound amazing to me. So this is going to be just fabulous, and I'm looking forward. Now, this year, you said the date of this. I just want to get that out again. You said it's March 16th.
Yes.
There just might be some time to get myself to the West Coast, and I'm going to try
to
figure it out.
That's the best news I've heard all day.
I've been to San Diego just one time. I used to live in L.A., so I'm a California guy. And I just might get on out there and help to bring some attention to what you guys are doing and maybe do some broadcasting. So we'll try to work some of that out on some of the details. But, again, this is huge. Michael, is this not amazing, Michael?
As you say, Carrie, this is ginormous.
Like
this is ginormous.
Yeah.
I love this. Wow.
Yes. Now, for you guys who are just tuning in, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me just put it on out there officially. My guest today, Mr. Lindsay Bartow, who comes to us from the West Coast. So, again, all of our West Coast fans and folks who can get there, support this event. And, again, he's pointed out that you can still contribute. You don't have to have your hair cut and all that. You can still be a big participant in all of this. And his organization, The Long Hairs, which I love that. And now you guys are a men's lifestyle grooming brand. Can you talk a little bit about that, if you don't mind, Mr. Bartow?
Yeah, sure. So back in 2014 is when we started the company, and it was just myself and my partner who were working in a digital marketing agency. We both happened to have long hair, And we were really just, we were new to long hair, okay? You know, we were in our 30s, and we were just guys. And a lot of the education and resources we seeked out really weren't targeted necessarily to us. There was just, there's an infinite amount of amazing educational content and products really targeted towards women, which is great. All that stuff's great. But we really felt a gap in the market specifically for guys, and guys talking to guys about how to do your hair and how to work with your hair and how to work with good quality products and even know what that means. And so we really went on a journey. It just started as a blog to create content focused on educating these guys. And within about a year, we had built a pretty good audience. We were like, man, we have something here. And we had an idea for our first product called Hair Ties for Guys. The finest hair ties in the world.
Hair ties for guys. I love it. What is hair ties for guys?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly. They're weight tested to hold over 100 pounds. No slip, no crease, no tug. They are really fantastic, but you got to try them for yourself to be a believer. And you can find all this stuff at our website, thelonghairs.us. So then we went on that journey. That was our first product. And then we eventually got into hair care. So we have shampoo, we have conditioner, leave-ins, dry shampoo, a sea salt spray. And then we have some other auxiliary products, headbands, head wraps, and hats and apparel. But what we are here for is the men with long hair who feel like, you know, hey, where's my community? Where are my guys? And we are your guys. Come find us. Now, another thing is very important. Since the very beginning, charity has been a very important part of what we do. Once we launched our first product, we made a commitment to donate 1% of our top line revenue to a charity organization. We partnered with Children with Hair Loss. And as we progressed and became closer with Children with Hair Loss, that's where the idea of the Great Cut spawned. And we went for it. And then 2019, we did it. And also in 2019, forgot to mention this, at the Great Cut, we broke the Guinness World Record for the most hair cut and donated in 24 hours.
Oh, wow.
Which was 339 pounds of hair.
Wow.
Incredible.
That's incredible. And, you know, over the years, we have been able to meet many of the children, the beneficiaries who work with children with hair loss. And Carrie, just like you were saying earlier, you know, the thing, when you lose your hair as a child, it really is a shock to your confidence. And confidence is so important, especially if you're a teenager. If you're in high school, you know, it's a big blow. And what Children with Hair Loss does is it gives that confidence back to these kids. And that then has a whole other host of benefits that come. You know, it's a surge of energy for that child to have that confidence back and to feel good about the way that they look. So that is why we're doing the Great Cut here again.
Wow. Yes, the Great Cut. So this is something that you guys have been doing for a few years, and I just love it. I absolutely love every aspect of what you have to share today.
Yes, me too.
Lindsay Bartow, our guest, right, Michael? And the
children, the
people in the community benefit. And like I said, I'm not just talking radio talk. I'm going to try to get on out there somehow. We've got family out there, and we're going to figure some things out on this.
Yes.
Again. Yes, good job. And you just explained it all so beautifully today, Lindsay Bartow.
Yes,
you really
did.
So
it really did.
The long hair. Yes, and really good
stuff.
That. So the Great Cut. Yeah, the Great Cut is the event. And again, please remind everybody how they can find out more about the Great Cut and so much more about the event on what you'd like to share today, Lindsay Bartow.
Thank you so much. Yes. So you can read up on all the ways you can help with the Great Cut at thegreatcut.us. That's just thegreatcut.us. And we also are on Instagram at thegreatcut2024 is how you can find us there as well. We're putting out a lot of great content over on Instagram. So either one of those will get you where you need to go.
Awesome. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And right, Michael, the other thing that kind of struck my, you know, my little jog me, you know, just hit something with what you said in terms of resonating on my end. I love the idea of being able to have conversations, like you said, with other guys. We don't often get a chance to do that when it comes to men's grooming and just being able to talk with each other. So I love this, that this was something that you guys were out there doing and just helping to make a difference in you know, how we go talking about hair and being guys. So
yeah, I'm happy you recognize that, because it could be like, it naturally, it kind of feels a little uncomfortable at first when you start asking, like, you know, hey, man, how, your hair looks great. What kind of products are you using? It's like, what do you mean by hair?
Wow, how funny is that? Yeah, women do this all the time and don't think about it. But, yeah, I walk up and, you know, nudge my buddy on his shoulder, you know, what you doing with the hair these days? Might not always go over how we planned. But I love the conversation. I absolutely love that conversation, and that this is something that you're out there leading the charge with, Lindsay Bartow. So, again, great job. Great, great job. The long hairs and their big event coming up in March. I'm going to try to get on out to the West Coast. Again, coming up in March, on March 16th, I should say. You mentioned about the pavilion. What's the any more you can tell us about the address and how folks can take part in this? We're going to give it one final big push right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, Lindsay.
You got it. Yes. The address, the Port Pavilion is a massive pier in downtown San Diego. So the Great Cut is actually right on the water.
That must be so beautiful.
Yeah, awesome. It's going to be absolutely beautiful. I don't have offhand, but you can find it at thegreatcut.us. Everything is there. And so just to give you a little bit more details here, actually, I just got it. So Saturday, March 16th is the day of the event. The address is 1000 North Harbor Drive. That's San Diego, 92101. The event schedule, we're starting at 8:30 a.m. It's going to end at 10 p.m. There's three cutting blocks throughout the day. So 9 a.m. to noon is the first time you can get your hair cut. 12:30 to 3:30 is the second time, and then 4 to 7. We have live entertainment all day. This isn't just about just the haircuts. Yes, that's the highlight, but we are making it basically a festival. We have live music from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. there on the bay. We have food and beverages all day long, and there's going to be tons of local vendors all involved there as well. So we are hoping to make a new world record announcement by 8:30 p.m. that night on Saturday, March 16th.
Lindsay, this sounds like something I'm going to try and make it happen. I'll be following up with you and the team after today's show and just kind of trying to talk it out and see what we can do. But regardless, I want to continue this wonderful new relationship, if you will. We would love to have the kind of components on men's grooming added into our broadcast. We'll chat with you and your team about all that in days to come.
Yeah.
But I just want to say thank you for this. I really do. You really made a big difference in our day today with your wonderful charitable efforts and what you're doing. Again, just really doing some great stuff. The Great Cut. Great stuff with the Great Cut. Again, Lindsay, our guest from out on the West Coast, the long hairs. And again, you have many websites listed. You know, you got a few. So So thelonghairs.us for folks, right? And it's one of them. And
yep,
we're just so excited for you guys. Okay. So listen, Leslie, we look forward to seeing you out there at the event. I'm going to keep my fingers crossed. Again, coming up on March 16, 2024, as you just heard Lindsay point out. And I just want to say thank you. Any last, anybody you want to shout out to, or any last, anything you want to kind of, you know, share with everybody before we sign off today?
Hey, I appreciate you guys. Appreciate the time. Thank you for having me on.
Yes.
And I just hope I can see all you guys out there in San Diego, because it's happening. And it's really a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, the last one we did it was in 2019, this one, and there's no guarantee we're doing it again. So if you want to experience something really magical, something really special, and you want to give up a part of yourself with hundreds of other people and feel an incredible energy in a building that you're not going to find anywhere else, you got to be at the Great Cut.
Wow. It doesn't get any better than that, okay? Lindsay Barso, again, thank you so much for being with us today. From the Long Hairs, of course, and their incredible work that they're doing. We'll see you at his event, The Great Cut, again, coming up on March 16, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. Okay. Thank you again, Lindsay Barto. All
thank
right.
Thank you.
Oh,
we'll
yes. Thank you.
Right. Michael Hopkins, what do you think about that? Was that not fabulous just to check in with Mr. Barto? Yeah, he did.
Wow.
Great job, Lindsay. Great job. And a good radio voice.
Great.
I'm going to have to talk to him about that.
very much
he has a great
so,
radio
Carrie.
Voice.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I love that.
And listen,
children with hair loss. Wow. Didn't know about that, Michael.
Well, you got to remember, alopecia affects everybody. And his organization and what they are all working and the folks they're working with, they seem to do so much to help the kids because, again, that can be a rough time. You know, I think we all know how it feels to have children. You know, that's what we did. We used to pick on each other and call us names. That can be very much damaging and can be just very hurtful in those poor kids who have so much to deal with as it is. So just to be able to offer them some blending in hope, I call it, where they can have these prostheses, you know, this prosthetics on their head and just go on and live their life kind of blending on in, which I think would make just such a big difference. So you guys have to support what they're about. You heard it all this morning. We'll be resharing this show. I'll try to get this wonderful contribution that Mr. Barto told us all about this morning back on the show tomorrow. We'll put a little bit of it at the beginning of our broadcast. So if you tune in again, you know, we're live on the air from 6 in the morning till 9 o'clock Eastern time. So folks out on the West Coast, that's 3 to 6. So it's a little early if we're live.
Yeah,
but again,
after
the show wraps, but we share the recorded broadcast. So you don't have to get up so early. You can listen and play it back later. You can always Google The Hair Radio Morning Show. It's so easy to find us. Simply do a Google search of 5 words, The Hair Radio Morning Show. That's all you got to do, and play it on that.
That's it.
Okay, so really good stuff. And we're just happy to...
Did you know that The Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, March 5th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It's about 7:52 if you're on the East Coast, 6:52 for our listeners out in the Central Time Zone. It's so great to have you guys with us. And I just love the show and getting a chance to just share with everybody and bringing on some of our amazing guests. Let me just get Michael Hopkins, the host of Vet Talk Radio Show, again, coming up at about 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 today Central, right, Michael, with the Vet Talk Radio special extended episode, because, Michael, you're usually on at 8:30 in the morning on Tuesdays. But today, again, Michael Hopkins and Vet Talk will be on at 8:15 Eastern, 7:15 Central. For a very special episode. So, Michael, while we're talking about it, just kind of bring everybody up to speed on what they can expect to hear today when they tune in. And again, you don't have to go anywhere, but we'll talk about that. Michael, what is this episode about today?
Very special episode, Carrie Hines. It's the 10 important terms when filing for compensation. Very important. Mm. Very important, Carrie.
Okay. I always say the 10 terms for rating success, because that is what it leads to when you follow
very much
my goals and stuff. So, yeah, I can't wait. So that's why it's kind of an extended episode today, and I think you guys are going to love it. Michael, just want to remind folks, do you need to be a veteran to tune in? Do you need to be a veteran to listen?
No, sir. You do not need to be a veteran to listen to this show. Or as long as you are, what's the good word for it, Carrie?
An advocate.
You're an
a person
advocate.
Who wants to support.
You
want to
advocate for vets. You want to know more about veterans. You have veterans in your family. You have friends that are veterans.
And we all do.
That's what this is
and
all about.
And we all
All
do.
Of us have somebody we know that's a veteran.
Exactly. And, Michael, I do want to make the correlation because, folks, you tune into the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're talking about veterans. Very important. Listen, our broadcast is hair, beauty, and community. There may
very
be some times
so.
We're talking about folks that we have everybody on, from politics. We had a little audio burst this morning with Wayne Smith, former mayor down in Jersey. He was on our show, kind of helped to kick off and open up the morning. So you never know what you're going to get. You never know what you're going to hear right here on our broadcast. Most of our content is organic. It's original content that we curate right here just for you. And so speaking of which, Michael, I want to kind of also just give a shout out real quick. I don't want to bore people. I want to give a shout-out to the amazing folks at BOFIGlobal.com.
Oh, yeah.
If you have not been to their website, you need to go and check it out. BOFI, BEYOFI, Global.com. So I'm saying B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, I like India. BOFI. Global.com is their brand. Now, let me tell you, you know, Dr. Bernard Evans has been on our show. Eugene Davis has been on our show. All these folks from BOC, and they have been just doing it up. They have so much going on, and I just love that they've taken time to support this broadcast. So real, real big shout out to them, and you guys need to check them out and support their brand. And they usually drop by here. Don't they come by? They come by fairly often. So, you know,
proud.
Yeah. Michael, so what do you think when you hear about folks like BOFI?
Oh, wow, Carrie. You know, I think of their entrepreneurship and the leadership that Dr. Evans has over there.
Dr. Evans, yes.
Yes.
He's great. We're going to try to get him on we'll try to get him on this week. Also, have to shout out Sam Enon from Bobsa.org.
who's located out in California. Yes. So I'm looking forward to. Got some big announcement with Sam, but I'm not going to say. Can't share them just yet. But there's some huge stuff that that our company at Hair Radio we're working on with Sam Inan and the folks at BASA.org. So it's like a joint. A joint project. Okay, I might as well tell you a little bit. It's a joint project. Yeah, you've got the West Coast. He's in California. And we're on the East Coast in New York. So we've got everybody covered between us. And we have a big, big project that we're working on together. So I cannot wait to share more details in the days to come about that. And speaking of Sam, now listen, the International Beauty Show this past weekend, right here in New York City, is still going on. Today is Tuesday. It's still going on today, so you can catch them if you have not bought your ticket. Don't forget to use my special Hair Radio code and save 20% from the IBS show, International Beauty Show at the Jacob Javits Store, again, going on today. But here I am walking around, because it was Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. So I'm walking around on Sunday at the International Beauty Show, again, at the Jacob Javits in New York. And I come across the Maya Vanna folks who have been on our show. They, Maya Vanna have been right here on the Hair Radio show. And I see their big display. And there's Madam C.J. Walker again. Her great-great-granddaughter, Lilia Bundles, has been on our show. We talk to everybody here on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so she's also been on our
show.
Very
much so,
Carrie. But who do I see? I see Sam Inna. Sam from BASA. A big, big display with Sam. I said, Sam, I called up Sam. I said, Sam, do you know I'm looking at a big display of you right here at the International Beauty Show? And so I just want to say we've got the best of folks, all of our friends. You know, this is our industry, and this is our time. This is our time. So, Michael, what do you say to that?
This is our time. That is 100% correct, Carrie Hines. Oh, yes. This is our time.
Yeah, and just a reminder, speaking of IBS, Michael, got to remind folks that tomorrow on Wednesday show, we're doing a special whole comprehensive look at the International Beauty Show. So it's a wrap-up special that'll happen in the third hour of our Hair Radio Morning Show. So again, we're on from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We're live on those days. So real, real excited. So
well,
we'll keep talking.
I'm looking forward to it, Carrie.
Yeah. Now, Michael, I'm kind of playing it by ear. I got to always be upfront with our listeners. I'm supposed to be jumping on a flight on Friday morning, so I'm going to kind of see what we do. I have a special assignment. I'll be bringing you guys up to speed on that over the next week. So I'll see. Well, you know, on Wednesday show or Thursday show, rather, I'll let you know what's happening as we move closer to the end of the week. And that's it. Kind of just doing our thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, Michael, yeah, now I want to say you've been with us for quite a bit over these years. And the Vet Talk Radio Show has stepped up. Boy, everybody knows who Michael Hopkins is at this point. What's been one of the things that really has surprised you about the success that you're having on our network? I mean, we're Hair and Beauty. We were Hair and Beauty Talk. Now we're Community Talk, too. But what's one of the things that has surprised Michael Hopkins?
Well, Carrie, you know, one of the things that's really surprised me is the heartfelt, the warmth that I always feel from the whole, the Hair Radio, the community. You know, it's just, a lot of times it's just so heartfelt, it's so warm. And it really surprised me that I have a lot of your stylists and your hair professionals and so forth, and they know who I am. And that's kind of... That sometimes is really, it amazes me, Carrie, because we always started out, you know, it was we're going to do this little thing called Vet Talk Radio, and we'll do a little something. And, you know, you and I, we always kind of joke about it. And all of a sudden now, it's like, wow, It really is. It's a big wow for me, Karen, and it's humbling. At times, it's so humbling when I have a lot of the stylists. I have a lot of those professionals on that end. And guess what, Karen?
What's that?
They have family members that are veterans. They have spouses that are veterans, cousins. And I never knew that the impact what we were doing as far as the veteran community, I never knew it was going to be an impact like this. And it's continuing to grow and grow and grow. And I can't wait to get out on the road with you and, you know, take the thing that we do, just take it live out there across America. I can't wait.
Well, really, you can't. Just reminded me that coming up in May of 2024, so we're talking about in a couple months, it's really celebration time here. Of course, we're hitting 1,000 episodes, so that
very
right there
so.
Is big enough to celebrate. 1,000 is our 1,000, right. Today is episode number 963, and so 1,000 is not that far away from where we are today. But we're doing a special live celebration down in the wonderful state of Georgia. So I'll be flying down to Atlanta along with all my friends, and we're doing something called Get Set Atlanta. That's going to be on Cinco de Mayo. That's May 5th. That's a Sunday, May 5th, 2024. So it's this year. Not listening to a recording. We're live.
Let me
make sure you guys know. So you definitely want to join us. It's free if you're in the area, or you can fly down like so many of us who are doing just that. And again, is that a place, Michael, that I've been to? We were there 5 years ago. That's when the Hair Radio Show, we've been around for so long. We have our own, you know, cachet of material. But yeah, we were there 5 years ago, and Eileen, who was the proprietor of this great location, it's inside of the farmer's market. The farmer's market? What? Hair? How does that work? No, listen, guys, this is not some outside, you know, little thing in the mud. This is an indoor huge location.
Great.
It's beautiful inside. It's called Nam De Mat. And it is, I hope I'm saying it right, it's huge. And like I said, we've been there, and that's coming up on May 5th. We'll be there from about 11 o'clock in the morning till about 4. Again, it's free. You don't have to, we suggest you buy a ticket to our VIP coverage of it. So we have a special VIP ticket. If you'd like to be part of our little red carpet and things like that. But it's free to get in. Just so that we know that you're coming, you can get either a free ticket or the paid VIP ticket. And paid VIP, you get all that other wonderful good stuff, including give back, blah, blah, blah. But all that is there. And the complete details are on Eventbrite.com. And let me spell that Eventbrite, because a lot of folks, Michael, they don't know Eventbrite. They don't know the internet stuff so well. Let me just kind of hip you to this if you do not know. Eventbrite.com, that's where all of us who are these promoters and people who are in the industry, we put our events there. So you can get tickets there. You can read about me. You can read about what we do at www.eventbrite.com. And again, Eventbrite is spelled EventBrite.com. So go there. You can get your free ticket right there at our show. You got it just easily, Atlanta. Again, that's the name of the show. And you can get your free ticket or buy the VIP ticket. And we're real excited about that. And if you can't remember Eventbrite or how to do all this, listen, just everybody knows Google. Just Google Get Set Atlanta, and we pop right up. Get Set Atlanta.
Yeah.
Okay. So the veterans, Michael, we're going to be celebrating and doing something special at our show for the veterans, of course, and talking about so much more. And I'm like, my goodness. So always a lot to kind of get into. Listen, Let's take, Michael, let's take a little bit of a little bit of a break and come back with more. And just want to remind everybody, coming up in about 8 minutes, Michael Hopkins, you take over. You really take over this for a special Vet Talk episode today. And I'm so, so excited. So this is going to be nice. I'm really, really pleased about it. And, you know, just thought we'd have some fun. So listen, let's pick it up a little bit, Michael. And just for all the ladies out there, this is Women's History Month. We just want to tip our hats and just say thank you so much for making a difference, right? It made such a difference in our lives. Okay. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Radio show with host Michael Hopkins, executive producer Carrie Hines, and Michael's Angels panel Nicole, Noor, and Katrina. The Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins is all about helping veterans in need. Stay tuned.
Michael Hopkins, it is always an honor, sir. Listen, I want to kind of jump on in with what our topic of the day is all about. On behalf of our amazing veterans, Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Yes, our topic today, Carrie Hines, is 10 important terms that lead to rating success. How about that?
That's a title and a half, Michael Hopkins. Okay.
Oh, yes, it is, Carrie.
So why is this so important? What makes these terms so important for the veterans to know?
Oh, these terms are so very important for veterans, Carrie. it gives them, it pinpoints them. It gives them an idea of where they're going with claims, be it filing or they're looking at paperwork or they're talking to somebody, whoever's helping them with a claim. They begin to understand the terminology, and the terminology is just so important in the claims process. Because if you don't understand the terms, it's very hard for you to communicate with anybody that's helping you with claims or if you're doing this yourself. But if you understand these things, you know, it's, wow, I mean, it's great.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm ready to jump right on in with number 10.
Now, Carrie, number 10 is every veteran's favorite two words, retro payment. I don't know, Carrie, I don't know a veteran that files a claim when they say retro payment. I don't have to tell them 10 times what it means. They figure it out.
Right. That one out too, and I'm
Retro payment.
But for those few out there who just not quite getting this on the uptake, what would you tell them about retro payment, Michael?
Well, retro payment is this. It's to compensate for the months or years that veterans must go without compensation. The VA grants retroactive awards, and generally you're eligible for the back payment, that's the other word it's called, from the first day of the month following your effective date. And the effective date, it just means the VA says, okay, on this date and time, we find you, the veteran, are qualified to receive these benefits. And most of the time, that in most cases, the effective date is when the VA received your disability application.
Wow.
Two things.
All right.
Two quickies. One,
sure.
You have an intent to file or an ITF. That's one form. And the other one is your actual claim for compensation form, VA Form 21-526EZ. That's the actual application. Whatever on those dates, that's where the fund begins, your retro payment begins, Carrie.
Oh, that is amazing. And that's good to
remember. Awesome. Yeah, it's awesome.
All right. Retro payment. Okay, so you mentioned the intent to file and the claim for compensation. Amazing.
So important.
All right. Okay, Michael Hopkins, I'm excited about number 9. You started with the bang.
Wow. And this is another bang for your bucks, Carrie. This is called an inferred claim. A lot of veterans don't really know about this, but it's called an inferred claim. An inferred claim is one that is noted during the adjudication of another issue, and the VA should initiate the claim just as if the veteran had done so. The claim itself may not have specifically been identified as a claim, but it's supported by evidence. I'll give you a perfect example, Carrie. Perfect example, and a lot of vets have this. Lower back issue, lumbar issue. A lot of vets have lumbar issues.
Yes.
Along with that lumbar issue, Carrie, guess what else they have that goes along with that lumbar issue?
What?
They have nerve issues, nerve damage, sciatic nerve problems. All night and all day, a lot of vets have this.
Wow.
What can happen, Carrie, and it happened to me, the nurse practitioner I had when I went to my claims and compensation examination or C&P exam took out that magic little rubber hammer where they hit you on your knees with that rubber hammer.
Yeah,
to test your reflexes. I didn't really have any. So guess what that told her?
What?
I have a sciatic nerve problem going down both of my legs.
Wow.
In her report, she wrote that and told the VA about it. The VA, in turn, granted me sciatic nerve damage going down both of my legs. So I got 20% per leg for nerve damage that I didn't file for, and 20% for my lower back that I did file for.
Because that was inferred.
It was inferred.
Wrong.
Right. Yeah. Isn't that a big wild carry?
And it sounds like because of that initial claim filing, it triggered, that VA doing this. Or, and that is just amazing.
Right.
You know,
keyword.
So,
like you said, keyword, Carrie, it triggered it. It triggered the VA to do something else. And a lot of times, Carrie, believe it or not, that's the difference between somebody going to 100% and somebody not going to 100%.
Wow.
An inferred claim. Isn't that a big wow?
Yeah, that's a huge wow. So that can be very helpful to the veteran, of course.
Very helpful. Very helpful,
wow.
Carrie Hines. Very
Maybe
helpful.
That's why these are 10 important terms that lead to rating success, Michael. Perfect.
Oh,
okay.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Awesome. Well, what's at number 8, Michael?
Carrie, at number 8 is special monthly compensation, better known as SMC. A lot of vets have heard about it. You don't really know. But this is another additional benefit that the VA pays to veterans, their spouses, and believe it or not, parents of veterans with certain needs or disabilities connected to their military service.
Wow. Okay, so you have to explain it. So SMC, Special Monthly Compensation. So
right.
Tell us a little bit how that all works, Michael.
It works like this, Carrie. The VA already knows if we get to 100% that we're getting compensated a certain amount of money. The VA also knows that sometimes the injuries and illnesses that a veteran sustains has more value than just the regular amount of money you would get at a certain rating. So the VA compensates for that by giving you more money. Because they, and believe it or not, Carrie, the rates that the VA will pay you for the special monthly compensation, they will go from $132.74 to a whopping $10,697.23.
Per month?
Per month, yes.
Amazing.
Per month. It's based upon the severity of the veteran's disabilities. Now, if you have somebody, there are some of the vets, they have traumatic brain injuries and other kind of illnesses and things like that, they could qualify for a higher amount of money. But there are some that, well, I mean, this is their, this would be their salary each month. This would be their pay each month. It wouldn't be the regular, say, 100% plus this. No, this takes it to a whole new level. This takes it to a whole new level. And a lot of vets, a lot of vets qualified for it, Carrie, but they don't really know about it. But they qualify for it.
How do they find out about whether or not they qualify for the special monthly compensation? How does that happen?
That's a great question, Carrie. And how it happens, as usual, Carrie, several things can happen. One, the VA, i.e. the Claims and Compensation section, as they're adjudicating your claim, could actually award this to you without you doing anything. I've seen that happen to people. They had heart problems, this thing, that thing, and they actually got awarded the special monthly compensation. For the most part, you can actually apply for it.
That's what I was going to ask.
Right. Yeah, you can ask them.
You know, let's start there.
Yeah. Under normal circumstances, you can actually application process. Believe it or not, Carrie, you can go into the VA's website, and there are about close to 30 of these things that's listed on the. And there's no rhyme or reason why one is O. They don't follow, like, you know, an alphabetical order like that.
Right.
You got O, and you got P, you got N, you got L, and L and a half, and you got K, and you got M, and S. But each one of them is broken down, and it literally tells you what you have to have in order to get a specific special monthly compensation rating.
Wow. That's incredible, though.
Yeah, it ain't really getting no better than that, is it?
No, I think it's phenomenal. And Michael, you're breaking it down so well that even I can understand. So outstanding job. So, yes, you did great with all these terms that can lead to rating success. So outstanding. Okay, well, Michael, you're kind of knocking them down here. We're at number 7.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, Carrie, this is another one that everybody that's a disabled veteran, inquiring minds want to know. It's called the VA Disability Pay Chart.
The VA Disability Pay Chart. Okay. Kind of like that. Carrie, wow.
Yeah. Wouldn't you like to know each month how much money you're going to take home?
Absolutely. Yes.
Yep, and the VA in their infinite wisdom provide a chart. You don't have to think hard. They have a chart, and the chart tells you each month whatever rating you are, and as the rating goes in increments of 10, it tells you this is what monthly. This is monthly. That's how it's determined monthly. This is what you're going to get paid. Believe it or not, Carrie, the chart starts at 10%. At zero, zero is not compensatable. If a veteran gets a zero rating, it's not compensatable. When the ratings are 10% to 100%, the veteran is compensated. On the low side, at 10%, that is $171.23. On the high side, it's $3,737.85. Now, this is tax-free money, by the way. It's tax-free money. For the rest of your life, you get tax-free money. Oh, but here's the good part, Carrie. However, veterans who have a spouse, a child, and get this, even a parent are paid at a higher rate, and it starts at 30%.
Wow. So, Michael, explain that a little bit. Why is this given if they happen to have a parent, a spouse, or a child, I guess? Why is that so critical?
Oh, very critical, Carrie, because the VA already knows as a disabled veteran that if you have a family, you need more compensation. So that's why they started at the 30% level instead of at the 10% level. And they started at the 30% level. And that money, believe it or not, is tagged on to your monthly check.
Wow. That could be a big help, Michael. I could
see
making a difference.
So perfect example, Carrie. If a veteran was married and they had a spouse, do you know, Carrie, that's almost $4,000 a month tax-free money that a veteran and the spouse will get?
Wow. That is amazing. It really
is. It really is. That's a little over, what, $50,000 a year?
Yeah, that's incredible. You know, Michael, this just tells me why what you do is so important. And why it's so important that you help the veterans. I mean, just in listening to all of this, and I love how you break it down, I feel like I'm qualified for some of this. And I don't, not at all. But But I love it. I love the way that you break it all down, and I can't wait to call up my vet friends and tell them all. Most of listen to you anyway. So awesome stuff, Michael.
Yes, good stuff.
Okay. Brings us to number six.
Number six is a very important one, Carrie. It's the VA disability percentages that are based on condition. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds kind of like, what in the world is that?
So repeat that one more time. So it's the
VA disability percentages that are based on condition. In other words, the disability that the veteran has.
Okay.
How much of a disability? Right. And with the disability, it interferes with the veteran's daily life. That's what disabilities, when we look at the Code of Federal Regulation 38, Part 4, and as I call it, the Bible of Claims,
yes,
it's broken down into 10% increments on what issue a veteran has. Good example, your favorite one, Carrie, the big T that you always talk about. Tinnitus.
All the fans know that's my number one go-to.
The easiest one. Tinnitus is broken down as a 10% rating. By law, it's 10%. It don't go higher. It don't go lower. You're not going to get a zero rating for tinnitus. You're going to get 10%. Now, mental health issues are a different matter. Mental health issues go from 0, 10, 30, 50, 70, and 100%, depending upon what, Carrie? The disability or disabilities that the veteran had. It varies. And if a veteran has this, and this, they get a certain rating. And it's all broken down in the CFR 38 Part 4, the Code of Federal Regulations Book Part 4.
As you call it, the Bible.
Yep, the Bible of Claims. And it's so important to be in that book. Because that's your strategy. That's how you, as an individual veteran, know what to file for. If you have multiple disabilities, they combine with what we call it the funky VA math. And the reason why it's so funky, because sometimes 10 and 10 don't equal 20 with the funky VA math. It might equal 19, and then they add this, subtract that, and we could do a whole show. We could do a whole 8-hour show just on the funky VA math, but we don't have that kind of time. But it's just so important that you know why and what conditions that you have, what it's based on, and why you're getting what you're getting. And also, Carrie, once you understand this concept, that's how you go for your increases. That's how you go for increases.
Remind us about the increases. I think I forgot a little bit about that.
The increase that a veteran can apply for, once they are service-connected for a rating, there are other issues that can come about from that rating. Let's go with the big T, your favorite, tinnitus, for example.
I'm going to make a song called
Tinnitus, our friend. Tinnitus is a 10% rating. But guess what, Carrie Hines?
What?
There are some secondary issues that can develop due to tinnitus. One of those issues is what? Migraine headaches.
Yes, and that could be very serious, right?
And believe it or not, as far as the claims and compensation office is concerned, through the CFR 38 Part 4, a veteran can be rated up to 50%, and that's the highest, for headaches, migraine headaches. Now, wow, 10% for one thing, the tinnitus, but the headaches are more than the tinnitus as a secondary.
Wow.
Mental health is the same way with tinnitus. There's also Meniere's disease. There's vertigo. There are all kinds of things that are secondary.
And I love this because I remember you did this on a recent episode where you went through all of these with regards to the secondaries and how they can outrate the primaries in some cases. So
we went deep.
Yeah. Well, that's what I love about this show. This is very helpful. Okay, well, awesome at number six. Okay, great job, Michael. Awesome job. And just a reminder, in case folks are kind of just joining us, this is really a special one. I love it. 10 terms, and 10 important terms that lead to rating success. All of these terms have been just incredible, and I'm just enjoying you knocking them down and kind of really giving us a whole education process. Process with this and understanding what this is all about, which is the idea. So, Michael, we're at number five. You're in the top five now.
Top five, Carrie Hines. This
one's
a big wow. It's called presumptive disabilities.
Presumptive disabilities. Okay, I can at least say presumptive
disabilities. These are disabilities These are disabilities that the VA automatically assumes or they presume that your service caused your condition. A veteran does not need to prove their service caused their condition. The veteran only needs to meet the service requirements for the presumption. Give you a perfect example. Now, back in 2022, President Biden signed the PACT Act.
Right.
In August of 2022. And there are presumptives on their two sides to with the PACT Act. You've got the people that served in Southeast Asia, i.e. Vietnam, Thailand, Laos. You've got that side of the house. You've got the southwest side of the house. That's Gulf War, Iraq, Afghanistan, Saudi Arabia. That's the southwest side. On the southwest side, one of the biggest issues that's going on now, burn pits and the aftermath of burn pits to the veterans' respiratory systems.
Yeah. Sadly, yeah.
They don't have to, it's sad. You know, we have some of our guys, and they have things like asthma, allergic rhinitis, sinusitis. They have these issues. And once again, that's where the presumptive comes in. The VA knows you were in Iraq. There were burn pits in Iraq. You've been diagnosed with allergic rhinitis. One in one is two. It's just that's how it works with presumptives.
Well, I get it, Michael.
Wow.
But you know, same thing. I don't know about the rest of the folks out there tuned in, but I kind of wish that all of the disabilities were presumptive to me.
Oh, we all
mean,
do, Karen.
That's where my mind is going with all of this.
Yeah, we all do. It's the same thing, Carrie, like on the Southeast Asia side with our brave veterans that are Vietnam vets. And my hat goes out to them. My heart goes out.
Absolutely.
They are some of my best veterans that I help as an accredited claims agent, Carrie Hines. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
I love helping those veterans. I love helping all veterans, but these guys are just, you know, they're in my heart. They have a special place in my heart for what they did. serving this country. And a lot of them, Carrie, because of the herbicides, and everybody's heard of Agent Orange and blue and all of these other things. And a lot of them, there are 21 presumptive disabilities that these guys can have. And I don't think I've seen all of them, but I've darn sure seen a lot of them with a lot of these disabilities.
Yeah, it's so sad because there's so many of them.
So very much so.
It's very sad that our poor veterans are dealing with this. Michael, I've got to say, you're just knocking them on down, really. You're in the bottom four, or shall we say the top four at this point.
Uh-oh, the top? Oh, yes, very much so. And here we are, Carrie, at number four, pre-existing condition. Wow. Doesn't that sound familiar? Like on the civilian side? And see, on the civilian side, you may have issues with this. But on the military side, you may not have issues with this. Because they check us up and down, left and right, before we come into the United States military. And they note down any abnormal things, any issues that you have before you get in.
Yeah.
And a pre-existing condition is a condition that existed prior to entering the military. And the VA calls it aggravation. And it can happen. The aggravation can form the basis of a successful claim for disability.
Wow.
Shall I give you a perfect example, Carrie, that a lot of veterans have?
And I'm still on the aggravation word.
Right. Oh, yeah. And I'm going to show you how it gets. I'm going to show you how, and our fans out there and listeners, I'm going to show this is how it works.
Oh.
Many veterans go in the United States military. It's called PES Planus, or better known as what, Carrie?
Well, PES Planus. Hold it. I don't get PES Planus. Rick, what is it, Michael?
It's better known as flat feet. Pest planus is the ankle. I mean the heel. Plantar fasciitis. Always, all of us is. That's the one you know. Oh yeah. Yeah, but guess what? But guess what, Carrie? Either one of them, many veterans go in with feet issues. Sometimes it's asymmetrical. You know, there is ain't really happening. We ain't sure, but we know you got it.
Yeah.
As time goes on, you wear the combat boots. You're doing all of these things, and what happens to your feet after two or three years?
Well, it gets way worse, I would imagine.
Yep. Them dogs is barking, ain't they?
Big time.
And when you said aggravation, Carrie, that's what the VA, the claims and compensation, that's what they call aggravation. You have a pre-existing condition when you come in the military. It is aggravated by what? The military experience.
That's the aggravation part
of it. And as long as you can show that you had a pre-existing condition, I got in the military, my feet got aggravated by that condition, i.e. I went on sick call, I complained about my feet, they gave me braces, they did whatever it is they had to do, but yet my feet are still toasted. Once I got out, what happened, Carrie, when I got out? I got to go to the civilian podiatrist, and I have to do all of these things.
Exactly.
But
it had
its beginning before you came in the military. And that's why pre-existing conditions are very important. You know, a day doesn't go by, Carrie, as an ACA or an accredited claims agent, a day doesn't go by where I talk to one of my veteran clients and we engage in conversation. It's either the feet, it could be the ears, lower back. It's always something, knees, ankles. It's something they had before they came in the military. It could even be slight asthma or allergic rhinitis. They had it before they came in the military. A lot of times, it was pre-existing. And, you know, Carrie, depending upon the era of the military that you came in, you got a waiver. They waived. They knew you had a problem, but they let you in anyway.
Wow.
There you are. You got exasperated, you know, by military service. Like, wow.
But I do like this. This is very informative, Michael Hopkins. Pre-existing conditions.
Very much so, Ken.
That can be aggravated, of course, by your service in the military. Okay, well, Michael, you have arrived at number three.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Carrie. Number three. It's called acceptable clinical evidence.
Okay, acceptable clinical.
Clinical. Yes,
okay.
yes. It's better known.
By that, but
yeah.
Tell us what acceptable clinical evidence is.
It's better known as an ACE exam.
Hmm.
That's what it's better known as when you're filing for claims for compensation.
Yes.
Normally, what happens, Carrie, as veterans, we have to go in for an examination by, it could be a nurse practitioner, a doctor, you know, somebody that specializes in what we're filing for as veterans. Many times, you could file for something and maybe you get denied, but you bring in new evidence.
Hmm.
Instead of the VA having you go back to a claims and pension examination or CNP examination, what they do is they gather all your records pertaining to this particular claim and they send it to a medical professional for an analysis to look at and see if what you filed for makes sense to them medically. Did it come from your military service, or is it coming from a secondary to the primary thing that happened to you in the military? That's why it's an ACE exam. And it'll even tell you when you, as the veteran, you get a nice little FedEx package or UPS package, and in the package you get a letter, and the letter will tell you if you have to show up for a claims and pension exam or not. It literally tells you.
Wow.
This type of letter will say the veteran does not have to show up, and they emphasize that, you know, exclamation points. They might even underline it. They're telling you don't show up, and I'm sure somebody has showed up anyway, or they want to know where they're going for their exam. Oh, yeah. But that's how that works, Carrie. And once they review your records, if they agree that this condition that you have, illness, injury, et cetera, if it does follow the guidelines of being granted it, they will tell the VA, yes, this does go with that. They let the VA know, and when you look up again, you've been rated.
Wow. So this is acceptable clinical evidence.
Very much so.
Awesome. ACE. Wow. Okay. It's the acronym. Love that. All right, Michael Hopkins, you are just going in today. And we are so thrilled. I can't believe we made it to number two.
Wow, Carrie. And this one's a big one, Carrie. This is a biggie that most vets want to see in their paperwork when they are they're given that 100%, when they're given 100% permanent and total, they want to see these three words, or four words actually. No future exams requested. No future exams requested by the VA. But those three, it's called NFE, no future exams.
Okay, now that sounds good. for the veterans, but tell us more.
Oh, it is good. The reason why it sounds good is good, and gosh darn Skippy good, Carrie. That means if you never file another claim in life with the VA, you're at 100% permanent and total, and you just never file a claim in life, the VA is going to leave you alone.
Wow.
They don't want to talk to you about we think you're getting better or any. They don't want to talk to you. When they give you, and the other thing about this, Carrie, that I'm finding out, when they say no future exams, most people think, or most vets think, oh, well, you got to be 55 and over, and that's the only time this is going to happen. But guess what, Carrie Hines?
What? What's that?
I had a veteran that I just assisted in getting to 100%.
Yeah.
That veteran was only about 32 years old, give or take 32, 33 years old. And that veteran got a NFE, no future exams.
Wow.
At that age. And that was a big wow for me.
Awesome.
Because usually when they're younger than 55, what happens, the VA gets in touch with you at least every 5 years to make sure you're still going to the hospital, you still got the issues you haven't gotten better, so they won't do a proposal to reduce you. That's usually what can happen if they don't have in your paperwork no future exams. It will say something to the effect of future exams will be scheduled or future exam is scheduled in 5 years.
But in this case, the NFE means no future exams.
No future exams. They love you too, but they don't want to see you no more.
Wow. Well, I think it's probably mutual on that.
Very much so. Very much so, Carrie.
Listen, I'm just loving this whole topic today. I really am. I've just been very much informed, and I love that for the veterans to know these terms. These are important terms, and that really can help them to lead to rating success. Now, Michael, this is the point where we always do a big review from number 10
to
number 2. Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Number 10, retro payment, our favorite friend.
Yeah.
Number 9, inferred claim. Number 8, special monthly compensation, or SMC. Number 7, VA disability pay chart. Number 6, VA disability percentages based on condition. Number 5, presumptive disabilities. Number 4, pre-existing conditions. Number 3, acceptable clinical evidence, also known as an ACE exam, A-C-E exam. How does that sound, Carrie Hines?
That sounds amazing.
Number 2, our friend, number 2, no future exams requested by, that's right, no future exams requested by the VA, NFE.
Okay, well, Michael, it's time for number 1. Oh,
uh-oh, okay, before we do number 1, I have to pay tribute to my favorite hero, Casey Kasem, my hero. And he always did a what, Carrie? An honorable mention.
Honorable mention. And I
honorable
love the
honorable
mention.
Because
that was something that should have been on his countdown that didn't quite fit in or make it. But if there was space in there, it would have been in there. So I can't wait to hear what your honorable mentions are today.
My honorable mention, there are actually 3 different entities in my honorable mention. and that is the claims representatives.
Mm.
And there are three distinct claims representatives, Carrie Hines.
Okay.
You have lawyers, you have accredited claims agents, and you have veteran service officers.
Hmm. BSOs. Okay. Lawyers.
Yes.
I say lawyers, ACAs, and BSOs.
Right. Very much so, Carrie. Very much so, Carrie. Very important. They didn't make it, but they're very important for veterans to know those terms, who they're dealing with. Just didn't make it to our top 10, though.
But it's good to know. Again, the claims representatives are attorneys, accredited claims agents, and the VSOs, also known as the Veteran Service Officers.